95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up, man?
How do?
Hey, you know, pretty good. Hey, the general manager was in here a few minutes ago.
Yeah?
You know, Trip Reeb?
Was he?
He was looking for you. He was wondering where you were.
Was he? Yeah. Wow.
I told him you were in the bathroom.
That's odd.
As usual. You know, you always poop here at work every day.
I haven't. No, I don't. I haven't seen him in, I don't know.
Well, you dodge him really well.
25 years.
Something like that.
Something like that. Let's talk about today's show, shall we? Give me five.
It is all about fall. You know, tomorrow's the big first day of fall. Summer's finally over, so songs with fall or fell. Not happy weather songs or anything, just fall. Like, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Why do you hate love?
I hate everything.
Why do you hate happy?
Love sucks.
What's wrong with you?
Who needs all that love? Don't trust
speaking
it.
Speaking of which, based on yesterday's conversation, our phone topic at the 4 o'clock hour is going to be holidays that you hate.
Easter, Ishtar, down with Easter.
You lost one American dollar because you wouldn't say Thanksgiving. Things that about fall that people like.
Yeah, because I couldn't pronounce the word.
No, you
refused.
You denied yourself that dollar because you wouldn't say the word Thanksgiving because you hate it.
Yes. Because it's
that's super odd.
We're gonna sit down and we're gonna eat a bunch of food and we're gonna ugh, blah, boring, horrible. Where's the booze? Where's the beer holiday?
Let's that's besides Oktoberfest.
Yeah, Oktoberfest and
and all the others.
Yeah, plenty of others.
Cinco de Mayo.
I'm trying to think of the one. What's that? St. Patty's Day.
Day yeah.
Halloween.
All the good ones. All the good ones.
That's right. There you go.
It's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. Let's talk about the shortages that we've had. You know, there's been a lot of problems with shipping, a lot of problems with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, the first everything was toilet delayed. Paper. The
first was toilet paper.
Yeah, that was out the gate.
Everything is delayed. Now, there's a beer shortage.
No.
And you will not believe why.
I won't accept it, first of all. Get this beer back in production now.
I think they have a choice, but
fix it.
Listen to this.
Say it ain't so. Another possible beer shortage is on the horizon as we're learning an extinct underground volcano in Mississippi has contaminated the naturally occurring carbon dioxide reservoir there.
All right.
And that's not the only challenge facing breweries as rising costs hurt their bottom line. Ron Friedlander is the co-chief executive officer of Aeronaut Brewing Company, and he joins me now.
Yeah, that's actually great. Just to bring in another camera.
What? They're blaming it on a volcano?
They said it's an extinct underground volcano.
That actually helps the process making beer?
No.
Oh,
that's
screwing it up.
That came back to life.
Oh, fine. That's fun.
And messed up the CO2, which is they had a huge... That's where they were getting it from.
Right.
So now they're going to have a shortage of CO2.
And how many beers does this affect?
All.
What?
I mean all?
All.
It affects all beer.
All American-made beer.
She's talking... Yes, true.
She's like sex in a canoe, from what I understand.
She's talking to a...
very close to water.
I think it's an IPA guy here when she asked him questions.
Ron, I don't think anybody saw a CO2 shortage caused by a contaminated volcano coming, but that's unfortunately where we are. How is this impacting your brewery?
Well, we have to figure out some way to continue to source CO2.
God, dude's like, man, I don't know. You know, it's a bummer.
He was wearing a shirt that had like their logo. He's just like a foreman that doesn't care at all.
You know, like, it's a bummer, man. I got a whole bunch of it at home.
Find some CO2.
You got any CO2
somewhere?
Lady? Hey, lady.
And for now, we're actually just staying ahead of it, but it's certainly a big concern for us.
No, this is some BS, and they're going to try and drive up the price.
It's an extinct... This is the craziest thing in
ridiculous.
The world.
That's so hard to believe.
It's an extinct, underground, contaminated volcano.
People have figured out you can lie, you can tell all sorts of bizarre lies and get away with it.
Who's going to source this?
Right.
No one drinking beer.
Dollar, 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 dollar. Give me that dollar. What happened?
Time for one American dollar.
I've already lost my dollar. Damn it.
Lost.
Damn it.
This is a relatively easy category.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Especially for someone like you.
I like it because we never know basically until we start pretty much what the top 10 list is going to be that we're going to try and win a
buck
on.
This is the top 10 selling.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it's only nine. Top nine selling
Okay.
beers in the United States.
Oh, wow. Oh, we were just talking about this horrible beer shortage that's about to happen.
And then I thought, let's do this. Let's do one American dollar. So
how many do I have to get?
You get seven guesses, but you got to get five right. Because it's kind of easy. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, don't you think it sounds kind of easy?
Should be, but you know, every time we play this damn game, doesn't really matter which of us is guessing. We can't think of a damn thing.
Seven guesses, five right.
And yep. if I get five right, you're going to buy me all the beers.
I'm going to get you a dollar.
No, you're going to buy me a beer.
You get one American dollar.
Come on, how about buy me beers instead?
I mean, I do owe you $3 now, if that's the case. So.
All right, well, clearly Budweiser. That's got to be one of them.
That's number one.
So,
by the way, just as a side note, Budweiser sells more than twice as much as the second place.
Well, they are the king of beers, my friend. They are the king of beers.
Okay, so that's one guess and one right.
I'm guessing Coors would be second.
Let's see.
Or at least on the list of the top nine selling beers in the United States.
And it is number five.
Woo! The way you were going for that little bell or buzzer there was frightening.
It was number five.
I need a dollar.
All right, so you got two guesses and two right.
Heineken probably sells pretty well in these United States.
Heineken is guess three.
That's right.
And you got that right.
You know, I was thinking I might need to phone a friend.
You don't need to phone a friend. You got three right already.
I know. I'm starting to think maybe I won't because I'm such a boozer, a beer drinker. Pacifico. How's that sell in these United States?
Pacifico.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, no.
All right. So that's four guesses.
No.
Four guesses, three right.
Ah!
All right. Your fifth guess.
Schlitz.
I mean...
It's not on the list?
No.
It's not in the top nine? Schlitz?
No.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's not.
All right, now I am thinking I need to phone a friend. I'm going to phone a friend.
That's not a thing we do.
We're going to take a quarter off, make it 75 cents if she gives me an answer.
What do you mean phone a friend? That's not part of the game.
Yeah, it is. It's the American way, man. You get stuck, you have to phone the friend to bail you out. You know, they got to help you. I have my friend Kat just happens to be on the phone. Hi, Kat. Your friend Kat.
What kind of cheating is this?
You guys, there's a beer shortage?
What? There's got to be a beer shortage, yes, unfortunately. All right, so Kat, he's gotten three of them. I don't know why I'm talking to you. This is illegal.
No, it isn't. You know, this is how you play these games. You know, you're right, Kat?
Yes.
All right. So
I won half of your 75, though.
Oh, my God. Really? This is really...
It's negotiating.
It's a 33 and a half cents or something.
So you have two more guesses.
Two more guesses. So could you help me out with one? What beer do you think I've missed? I've said Budweiser, Coors, Heineken, Pacifico, and Schlitz. And Pacifico and Schlitz aren't on that list. What do you think, Kat, my friend?
Well, it's a crime. Schlitz isn't
right?
on that list.
What
but
the hell?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Miller Lite, I'll say.
Miller Lite! That was the first beer I ever drank back in the day. Woo! How did I not even think of it? Woohoo! Yay, thank you,
friend.
So you friend
got four.
Kat.
Now you have one more guess to get one more right.
Oh, my God.
One more guess to get one more right.
Corona.
Am I guessing?
No.
Yes.
Oh, Kat? No, she's not. I am Corona.
Corona is
correct. Yes!
Except for you cheated because there's not the phone a friend.
No, there
is not a thing.
You can phone a friend next time when I'm asking you
rough
questions.
But we need to set it up ahead of time.
I did. We called her up.
It's like, bogus. Hey, I'm calling that a loss.
Kat, can you believe this abuse
this
I'm taking over here?
This is ridiculous, and I will not have the game cheated.
Wait, tell us the rest of the ones we missed.
Number nine is Heineken. Number eight is Natural Light.
Natural Light? What the hell is that?
What?
A Natty Light.
It beat out Schlitz?
These are the top nine sellers
that
in the United States.
Bogus.
Number seven is Busch.
All right.
Number six is Miller Lite. Number five is Coors.
Yeah.
Number four is Corona.
Right.
Number three is Modelo.
I love Negra Modelo.
You always say, oh, I was going to guess that.
No, I wasn't. I didn't. I had it on my list. Look, you bastard.
Number two.
What's that right there? Read it.
Number two is Michelob.
Read it, you bastard!
But you didn't say it out loud. Who cares?
I said I was going to.
Number two is Michelob, and number one is Budweiser, and you lose because you're a cheater. So our favorite reporter from CNN is back. Yeah, Jeannie Most. Yeah.
What's she talking about
She's
now?
Talking about, this is a weird story, a surfboard. A guy left his surfboard alone for a little bit. He was swimming around.
Okay.
And
the water,
a sea otter got on it.
What?
And basically took control of it.
Wow.
And the guy tried to get back on. The sea otter would attack him.
Wow. Mine.
Yeah. Yes.
Share, bro. Come on.
Yes,
let's just do a little surfing here, man.
Nick Erickson is usually the one riding his surfboard, but when he left it empty for a moment after catching a wave off Santa Cruz, a sea otter figured it ought to be the one riding it.
All right, listen, come on.
Can you imagine her at Thanksgiving? Like, you sit down with Grandma and Grandpa, and here she comes.
Just once, I would like her to go, you know what? That was my first reaction. Let me try to do better.
Let me actually think about this.
Rather than just saying otter, otter sounds like that. Sea I'm going to make otter. That. Oh, stop it.
It climbed on and made itself at home.
Nick's friends on shore couldn't believe it.
No way.
No way.
No way.
There's no way this is happening. No way.
Nick's tactics range from the puny trying to splash the sea otter.
Hold on a second. This is hilarious.
Splash a sea otter?
Because it's a sea otter.
Used to water.
He's trying to splash water on it.
Like four-year-olds do.
Yes. To get the sea otter. The first half of that animal's name is sea. And you're splashing it.
Oh, I don't like that seawater. I better get off your board, sir.
Although it didn't want to get in the water. It was hanging onto the board for a long time.
To the brave, attempting to tow it toward shore. But every time he touched the board, the sea otter, possibly a pregnant sea otter.
Oh, now why is she just assuming that it's pregnant? Oh, it's in a bad mood. Oh, it's a little fat. You know what?
She's fat shaming.
Yeah. That's exactly what she's doing.
Would lunge at it.
Wow. It would lunge at him. You ate my board, man.
Jump off of the surfboard and try to attack the dude and then get back on.
You see that guy over there? He said I could have this board. He said it's mine.
Were you actually scared?
A little bit, yeah. It's like a pit bull puppy in a sense. Like, it looks cute, but you know how dangerous it can be.
None of you guys went out to help him.
He should have just swam in. I didn't want to leave the board, though.
Now these are surfers. He's been through hell, and she's shaming him on national television. Yeah. She's really
mean. And you couldn't get your board back.
What a loser you are.
When Nick got too close, the sea otter would dive in after him.
Uh-oh.
Nick was teased about why the sea otter was so riled up at him.
Okay, by some lady on CNN.
This is what she does now. Now she goes to Twitter for her punchlines.
Oh, dear.
Always.
Oh, no.
You're being accused of being the one who got the otter pregnant.
Wow, now that I like. There we go.
One of the surfer's friends had tweeted that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's my friends being friends, I guess.
Finally, another surfer came to the rescue, managing to shove the board away from the otter. The otter then chased the rescuer, then changed its mind and started chasing Nick.
I kept looking over my shoulder and it was like a scary movie.
What the hell? It literally...
Land otter.
It literally chased the board when the guy was taking it away.
Fun.
And then it turned around and was like, oh, no, now you're in
you
for it,
you guys are out here all the time.
I'm going to take you down. That otter was upset. I saw a house decorated already for Halloween. Already saw it. Already got the decorations up.
Nice. Well done.
Yep. Halloween Horror Nights is happening at Universal Studios Hollywood this hour before 5 o'clock. We've got your tickets, a 4-pack of tickets to go see this.
Yeah, we'll tell you when to call. It'll be closer to 5-ish. But
don't call right now because we're going to ask you to call on another topic.
Yeah.
We were talking yesterday about, I forget what we were talking.
Yeah, what brought up Thanksgiving, which is
I know what it was.
Annoying.
It was one American dollar.
Oh, okay.
And it's things that you love about the fall.
Oh, right. And it didn't even occur to me Thanksgiving. Didn't even think of it.
Until afterward, where you and I wouldn't have said Thanksgiving anyway.
Because I hate it.
Who hates Thanksgiving?
Me.
What?
I had my arm in the air.
What?
Well, do you like every single holiday? I mean, like, I know Bean worships Christmas, so it must be a little tainted for you now because you've heard about it so much over the years.
No, but if you have kids, Christmas is always great.
Right.
But Thanksgiving is...
It's all right.
It's great food.
It's great food. I like the food.
Right?
Yeah, I like the food.
And you watch football?
No.
Oh, well, you're doing it wrong.
Actually, I really can't stand Easter. As a kid, I really loathed Easter. Everybody's so cheerful
loves Easter?
And goes out and rolls Easter eggs. Fine. It's so stupid. And it's so cheerful and happy and gross.
Why do you
even
hate
as a little
cheerful
kid,
and happy?
It. And the stupid bunny. I don't know. I don't like it.
That's
I hate
so
it.
Weird.
Now, Halloween, that's a great holiday. That's the holiday. That's a great.
Is it
that.
Because I'm just trying to play psychiatrist here? Is it because?
Good luck with that.
Is it because you think
I've been
it's
to a few.
Fake?
Didn't do any good. Yeah.
Happiness.
Yes.
Like it's put yeah, it's there you go. On you.
Yes. Especially back then, the adults were so cheerful, and usually they'd be like, "Happy Easter," you know, all that kind of crap. Blah.
Is there a murder in your family on Easter? Be honest.
We can't talk about that on the radio, as you well know, sir.
I do know that quite well, as you well know. So people who hate holidays.
Yeah, there's got to be other
there's
folk
gotta be more like
there.
You, 818-955-KLOS, people who hate holidays.
Tell us what holidays you hate.
You got
and
Martin
why.
Luther King Jr. Day.
Well,
you got Washington's birthday. You got yeah. Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You got Juneteenth. You got Independence Day. You got Labor Day.
These are things I don't hate. I just don't care.
You got Veterans Day.
About certain things.
And then you have Thanksgiving, which you actively
Boo.
Hate.
Yeah.
And then you have Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas is all right.
But I would assume that somebody like you...
New Year's. Woo!
You do understand the value of being thankful.
Oh, 100%.
Right.
Absolutely.
So what is it
it's
about
the,
that?
Again,
that
it's what you said. It's the fakeness of it all. You know, like the family will get together and suddenly we all forget that it was, you know, Fallout City 2 weeks ago.
I see.
Yeah.
So it's the...
And you can't pretend. I'm not good at pretending.
It's the family war the rest of the year that makes Thanksgiving
yeah, yeah, the war on Thanksgiving. And Ishtar. Down with Ishtar. The movie as well.
All right. Holidays you hate. 818-955-KLOS. Coming up a little bit later this hour, we have Halloween Horror Nights tickets, a 4-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood.
That is the only holiday that matters. Universal.
Keep listening. Halloween.
Halloween, yeah, whatever that
is. So keep listening for that. Right now, we're also taking calls on holidays that you hate. You hate holidays?
Yeah, every single one of them. Never celebrated one in my life, except two.
Before we get to those two, why do you not celebrate any holidays?
Just no family.
Well, that'll do her.
No fam bam. So no fam bam. I was the guy that went to everybody's house, and they were like, oh, that's the dude that didn't have nowhere to go, so he's here. And you get sick of that after a while. You just get bummed out. It just reminds me of what you don't have.
I guess
so
I can see that.
You celebrate St. Patrick's Day drinking beer.
Right.
And you celebrate freaking 4th of July. Just drink beer and light off the fireworks.
Yeah, 4th of July. That's a good one.
All
that's
right.
A gooder.
I like
I'm on
it.
With you. Yeah, I kind of... I lean that way, actually. I spent a lot of time by myself as well, so I know how that is. I didn't want to get together with a family that was back east that I never knew, and I, you know, it just wasn't a fun time when it did happen. So I hear you, man.
Wow, bringing us all down.
Yeah. What a fun subject.
Yeah, man.
Right
There's
on,
Nunez.
Dude.
Thank
you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hi there.
Hi, we're talking about hating holidays.
So when I was a kid growing up, I loved every holiday, but now as an adult, I'm not much of a fan of holidays.
How come?
Well, there's adult things you have to do. It used to be as a kid, you just kind of went where your parents told you. But as an adult, you have to spend half the time in your house and half the time with your in-laws.
Aha, the in-laws.
Gotcha.
There you go. That'll do her.
So instead of finding the eggs, now you have to hide the eggs, and that's not as much fun.
Ban the money.
Yeah, no doubt, too. There's also the nonsense that comes with the family.
Yes, exactly.
Sure.
Yep.
Of course.
100%.
Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You hate holidays. Which ones?
And why? And why not? Down with Thanksgiving.
This
Down
all started.
With Thanksgiving.
This all started because Sligo hates Thanksgiving, which is a weird thing.
Tryptophan is an evil thing.
Now we have somebody on the phone who says she hates all holidays. Do you like any of them?
Oh, yes. My least favorite holiday would be St. Patrick's Day.
Yay.
So the one that I do hate is Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Valentine's Day sucks.
That I believe you'll probably get a lot of support for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely will.
You know what? Maybe we should rank them. What is the worst holiday? I guess I would go. Well, let's see. Let me think. Yeah, I think I'd go with Valentine's Day. We will shut it down for you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, you guys.
You Thanks. Got it. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I hate Christmas.
Christmas?
How do you hate Christmas?
Don't tell Bean. He'll be very upset.
No, my birthday is December 23rd.
Oh, man.
Oh, so you get ripped off every year that where they try to double up on, oh, yeah, this is for both your birthday and Christmas.
Always.
It's got to have been the worst when you were a kid, right?
It was terrible as a kid. My parents would forget my birthday because they were so wrapped up in Christmas.
Oh, that's terrible. I know some parents actually will like celebrate in June or something. They'll move the kid's birthday to like the 23rd.
Yeah, just so that they can get their own.
Yeah, but your parents didn't think of that, huh?
No, they did not.
Well, let's call them right now and have a word with them.
Your parents hate you. I'm sorry to tell you.
818-955-KLOS.
You hate a holiday. Why? Still have Halloween Horror Nights.
That's right.
And Universal Studios Hollywood. And our Gimme 5 starts in about 12 minutes.
Fall!
Right now we're talking about holidays that you hate. You have one?
I do hate holidays.
Why? Which ones in particular?
I hate Christmas because it is super expensive when you have kids.
It's true.
Did you hate it before you had kids?
No, I loved it before I had kids. Now I'm going to go out and get presents no more.
I don't know
the kids would understand that.
That's the problem is you're an adult, you don't get presents, and you have to pay for presents for your kids.
Yeah.
But you don't get joy out of your kids' reaction?
Yeah, that's fun for like 2 hours, and then it's over.
And then you have a massive credit card debt.
All right, Grinch.
Dude, I'm with you, and I don't even have kids, so thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you hate a holiday?
If you want to consider like my birthday a holiday.
I do. I take it off every year. You know, and go to the Caribbean on your birthday?
Yeah, I mean, my birthday falls on President's Day, so...
Oh, I know.
You know, one of those things where it's like, you know, you don't get to do anything because everybody's off work, but then you get to do everything because...
So it ruins your birthday. Yeah. Gotcha.
Stupid president.
Hey, but all right, thank you, man. Show, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, man. You too.
Take care.
Enjoy the weekend.
Oh, he's living in the future.
KLOS, hello.
It's Cinco de Mayo, more of an American holiday than anything.
Right, but we just want to drink. So
I hear that. So,
okay. A one and a two. Five what, you bastard?
Songs in a row.
Oh, I see. You know, Martha Stewart could tell you that tomorrow is the first day of fall. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, I would want to slap her just like I want to slap you. The theme is fall.
Yeah.
Or fell. Or falling.
Falling or felling?
Felling's not a thing.
Can't you fell trees?
Maybe. I don't know. Is there a good song about that?
I don't know, but fell in love with a girl is the first one up on KLOS.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Why does she annoy me?
I don't know. She always did. It's not nice, but it's true.
We're doing Gimme 5. 5 songs in a row with the theme. Today's theme is fall or falling. KLOS, hello.
Do you have a suggestion?
Yeah, Billy Idol, Catch My Fall.
Hey, good one.
That's a great one. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, are you excited about his new stuff that's coming out on Friday?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, that new Cage EP looks pretty damn good. All right, Billy Wilhelm.
Thanks a lot, guys.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
How about Tom Petty, Free Falling?
That seems like a damn good suggestion.
That's fantastic. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike. Is that the third mic we've had today, I think?
Not the other mic, a different mic.
Yeah, I was going to say, right? It's
he knows.
Mike's O'Rama. Mike's aplenty.
The other mic sucked. You're the best.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
It is Gimme 5 on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Happy fall to you as of tomorrow.
Fall and or falling.
Felling, fall, fell, whatever.
Is the theme.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, yes, I want to request a song.
Yes.
Too young to fall in love.
Too young. Ah, good one. Who are you?
Yes, sir. Did I win the ticket?
No. Yay.
Ah, darn it.
Hey, language.
Why is everybody yelling?
Why are we? I don't know why we're yelling.
Because it is Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Today's Wednesday. Woo!
You guys have a good one.
You too.
You too.
No, it's Motley Crue. No.
It's also Gimme 5. The theme was fall and or falling.
I've fallen and I can't get up. You know, I kind of stole this accidentally from Marcy. She was planning on doing it. Tomorrow is the first day of fall.
Wow, you're a dick.
In the boot camp. She's going to be so mad at me. I don't know what she's going to do. Maybe she'll do more because we only did 5. Fell in love with a squirrel, Queen, Hammer to Fall, Catch My Fall by request, Free Fallen by request, Motley Crue there by request, Too Young to Fall. But maybe she'll come up with more. I don't know. Wolfie, that is Epiphany. Wolfgang Van Halen, Mammoth is who it is. And they've got a new digital deluxe edition of their stuff, the album coming out November 11th.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Yep.
Couple in their 70s have first baby after 54 years of marriage.
Whoa. God, that's scary, man.
Couple of old people from India.
Uh-huh.
recently welcomed their first baby after 54 years of being married.
Were they trying? Did they want it?
They have been trying since 1968, Sligo.
Wow. I've been trying to avoid it since,
well. 75-year-old dude and his 70-year-old wife.
Wow.
Had long been trying to have a baby, but their dream never came true. For years, they visited countless hospitals and clinics, went to, you know, a bunch of different types of treatments. And about a year and a half ago, they went to an IVF doctor, and she got pregnant, and she gave birth to a healthy baby.
So, I mean, so when he's 21, his dad's going to be 96.
Yes.
Wow. Man, yes. That's banana cake.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm so afraid of, like, I don't want kids. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Right, but if you're a kid and your dad is, when you turn 21, if your dad's 91.
96. Yeah.
Good times for you. Right?
Party!
There's no getting together with your friends, though. Your friends and their parents.
No.
That's not going to happen.
No.
They're not going to arrange a marriage.
Do you have to bring your great-great-grandparents?
Because all they know is great-great-grandparents. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Your mom is 70 and your dad is 75.
Where does she find the energy, you know?
Where do either of them find
the energy? Carry for 9 months and then, like, you got the baby and 3 a.m. feedings and, oh, my God.
The proud father, a former soldier shot in the leg during the Bangladesh War.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't contain the joy of holding his son for the first time. He told reporters that he was happy he was able to pass on his family name.
Well, no, that's awesome. I mean, I think that's awesome.
I think passing on a family name is
not that important.
Irrelevant.
But I can't stand my family name.
No, honestly, like that's not a thing.
No, but good for him.
As he was his father's only son, they had been trying to have a baby since 1968.
This song was pretty much brand new when they first went at it. Maybe they listened to it.
Maybe they didn't know how to do it.
Hey, let me show you. You're doing it wrong. Don't tell me what to do.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There might be a beer shortage soon.
No.
Why? Just exactly what you would expect. An extinct underground volcano ruining the CO2 reserves.
I hate it when that happens.
Right? So often. In one American dollar, Sligo lost, but then called a friend and cheated.
Anything to get that buck.
And he was disqualified.
Ah, come on,
man.
We
were talking about the top 10 selling beers in the United States.
I haven't even got my other $2, ladies and gentlemen, that I have legitimately won, though.
Next,
I cheated.
He's going to have AI and anal beads.
I will do that, yes.
And a lot of listeners who like Sligo hate holidays.
Yeah, screw holidays.
Turns out Sligo is the male name for Karen.
That's what we learned today. I thought it was Grinch, actually. All right, I'm off to pet the Grinch, the wonderful Grinch of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Let's open the phones and talk to people. Caller 13 right now. We'll win Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Yeah, you're going if you're caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
You don't just get two tickets, you get four tickets.
Nice!
So you can bring your friends and you can enjoy all the nonstop screaming and caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
That's right, don't go alone. Not quite so much screaming in that one.
No, at all.
No.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
My name is Luis.
Luis, you are caller 13.
Awesome!
You got four tickets to experience the nonstop screams of Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Dude, that is so awesome. My girlfriend's been wanting to go, but money's been tight, so this is going to be so awesome.
Don't tell her you won them. Just go, you know what? I decided you're worth it.
I worked my ass off.
And I just decided to spend the money on you because you're worth it.
I don't have any food.
There you go. Awesome. Thank you.
That's a pretty good scream, but Roger Waters scream? Dude, can you do a Roger Waters scream?
I can't really. No,
it's kind of hard to hit that pitch.
It would destroy your voice.
I don't know how.
Roger Waters.
Some of the old video film of him screaming is actually disturbing. It's awesome. So be listening for that sometime between now and 4, Roger Waters scream to get into This Is Not a Drill, Roger Waters. Plus free food and beverage in the private KLOS suite.
Which we didn't know about till this contest.
Yeah.
No one told us.
And we really want to go. Sometime between now and 4, be listening for the screen, be caller 13.
All right. Heidi and Frank are having their 10th anniversary party.
Let's steal that from them.
I don't think we can steal it. Other people can go if they want. All you have to do is text Renee, R-E-N-E, to 68683.
And is the 10th anniversary bash happening at the Hard Rock Cafe Hollywood on October 8th. Renee, R-E-N-E, to 68683 right now. F-U-N-N-Y. Yeah, that's the...
Funny is the word to text word. To 68683.
Right now.
Text funny to 68683 if you want to get into Heidi and Frank's 10th anniversary party.
That's going to be happening October 8th at the Hard Rock Cafe Hollywood.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it, he meant.
what did you do?
This has been a moment with Kevin. And now, a moment with Kevin.
99.5, hold on. 99.5 KLOS.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
99.5?
99.5. We're up four.
95.5.
Four higher than we were yesterday.
Wow.
Woo!
This has been a moment with Kevin.
Jimi Hendrix Experience released their cover of Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower on this day in rock in 1968. Nine Inch Nails hit their very first number one album on this day in rock in 1999 when The Fragile debuted at the top of the Billboard 200.